The Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dan Tro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dan Tro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man.
Dan Tro and Beryl, with their space launch wrecked on the strange planet, have just discovered a graveyard of spaceships. Slats, waiting aboard the Alpha out in space, having successfully warded off the attack of a fleet of strange ships, debates his next move with himself.
Now what? Do I sit here and wait, go in for a landing and look for Danto, or obey orders and run for help? Run is right. I promise, yeah. What kind of a guy'd I be to leave Beryl and Danto in the lurch? Well, I guess I haven't got much choice. Told Danto I'd keep the bargain. Well, better get the astronavigator set for the Mardis planet. The quicker I get there, the sooner I'll get there, and the sooner I'll get back with help. I'll just slip the card into the autopilot and cut in the astro drive.
Yeah.
Well, at least the drive works. Ought to be at the Mardi soon. Can't be very far from their sector of space. Let's see here. Where am I? Let's take a reading here. Hey, wait a minute. Now, what's going on here? The drive is full on, but the space grid locator shows them right where I was. I'll cut the drive and see for myself. There must be some mistake. Oh, no. Mistake is right. Exactly where I was when I cut the drive in. Now, what's wrong? Hey, my little friends are back, and they brought reinforcements. Staying well out of range, though. Yeah, they better. Well, if they leave me alone, I'll leave them alone. Go on, watch, you yellow bellies. We'll try the normal drive. Then nothing happened. I'm trapped. Same way we were by the Mardi, only then nothing worked. Now everything works, but nothing happened. Wonder if I head toward the planet. Yeah, I'll try it. Yeah, that works all right. Better cut it before I get in much closer. I'll try heading back out again. Maybe the trouble's only temporary.
Trapped. That's what I am, trapped. The only way I can go in is toward that planet.
Must be what happened to Danto and Beryl on the space launch. Well, I'm not close enough to be pulled in, and I better stay where I am. Yeah, that's just great. Now I can't obey orders even if I want to. Man, look at those other ships just sitting there waiting for me to give up. Give up? You wait a long time, you rotten vultures. I'll sit here for 100 years before I give you the satisfaction of quitting. Oh, if only they'd come a little closer.
Well, here we are. This is the strangest sight I've ever seen. Well, there must be thousands of ships scattered around this dead, barren hoax.
They are hulks, all right, Planet Man. Look, some of them have already corroded. Do you know how long it takes metal that can withstand the enormous cold and heat of space to rust?
But you mean that some of these ships have been here that long?
What else could explain it? For untold centuries, this planet has been trapping any ship unwary enough to come within the pull of its field.
But why? All of these ships seem damaged. None have been repaired.
Who can tell? But all of these ships have been deliberately drawn to their deaths.
Come on, let's look around. Perhaps we'll find some clue to what this is all about. Hey, look over there. Isn't that one from your party, one of the Tazor fleet?
You are right. Hurry, let us investigate.
Just like all the rest. Wrecked, stripped of all equipment, deserted. What do you suppose happened to the crew?
I cannot begin to imagine, but you will notice that the spacesuits are gone.
Well, that proves nothing. These ships are stripped of everything, including spacesuits. Are you thinking they might have escaped and be about somewhere?
Something like that, but I guess it is a vain hope. They would have revealed themselves by now.
True, but then they may be somewhere else. All of these ships could not have crashed in the one place. They must have been brought here by whomever is behind this foul business.
That is what I find so difficult to understand. There must be some center of civilization on the planet. A science advanced enough to carry out this wrecking over the centuries would have machines, engines, something which would give off emanations my sensors would detect. But I can feel only the faintest signs, not enough to even begin to guess at its origin.
Well, let's get on with our exploration. I don't know what good it will do, but there's not much else we can spend our time at. Slat should be back with Rura's fleet. They may even pluck us off the planet with the dimension warper.
If the inhabitants do not find us first...
We'll just have to be careful if they don't. At least we were smart enough to leave Slats out in space with the Alpha, where he could go for help.
I wonder.
About what? About Slats? Oh, he'd follow orders. He wouldn't like it, but he must have seen that flare. He'd do as he promised.
If he could.
Now, stop playing games, Barrow. What are you getting at?
I was just wondering if he might not be trapped out there as surely as we are here. You see, I detect the presence of some life force in this immediate area.
Where? From which direction?
All around us. Whoever they are, we're surrounded by many.
Well, pretend we're unaware of them. I want to see if they stop us.
What can this radiation be that is affecting Barrow? Can Dantro plan some defense against it? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off. When we left Dantro and Barrow, they were investigating a strange area filled with wrecked spaceships. While doing this, Barrow's radiation equipment picked up some activity waves, telling them they were being watched. We find Dantro and his robot friend as they are looking around and trying not to let on they suspect this new contact.
They move with us as we move, but come no closer.
They're watching us, waiting for us to make some move. Look, someone in a spacesuit. Wait, don't move. He's got us covered with some kind of a weapon.
He cannot harm me. My cell is impervious to any known weapon. Besides, in this magnetic field, I doubt if any ray or disruptor would work.
This is neither a ray nor a disruptor. It hurls a pellet of metal with an explosive charge, and it will work. Perhaps not on you, Robert, but it'll penetrate the space armor of your friend, I assure you.
Well, he's got a pistol. Didn't think they were still in use anywhere but on Earth.
Never mind the discussion on weapons. Who are you? What are you doing here in the cemetery?
That's a good name for it, the cemetery. I was about to ask you the same question.
I have the gun, and I'll ask the questions. And don't try any tricks. You're surrounded. And if you were lucky enough to dispose of me before I could pierce your suit, my friends would quickly even the score.
My name is Dantro, the Planet Man. I and my friend Barrel here had our ship drawn to the surface of this planet by some unknown force. It was wrecked, and here we are. But you know that very well, for it was you and your people who wrecked us.
Where are you from? What's your home planet, your sector of the universe?
I will tell you no more unless you tell me who you are and why we've been treated like this. We meant no harm. We came in search of a party of explorers of the Tazors, whose fleet was last heard from in this sector of the universe.
The Tazors? Are you telling the truth?
Planet Man does not lie. Look at me. I am a robot of the Tazors. It was I who detected their emergency message and led my friends into this trap. If you have any quarrel, pick it with me.
Just a moment. Stay where you are. I'll be right back. And don't try to escape. You're surrounded.
We'll stay put. There doesn't seem to be any place to go.
There is something strange here.
How do you mean? This whole place is strange.
I mean in the life force emanating from around us. It all varies as though it came from different types of life.
I wonder. That might explain...
Indeed, it does explain. My apologies. But we could take no chances.
Look, they're coming in closer to us. Why, they must be 50 different types of sentient life represented.
Look, there is a member of my race, a Tazor.
Yes, your race, Robert. If a robot can't have a race... And just about every other race of thinking, advanced culture in the galaxy. Like the ships around you, we come from every corner of space to be wrecked on this planet of dead ships.
Then these are all survivors?
All of us. And I am Sakro, their chosen leader. Sakro of Plas, 10 light years away.
And who's behind this wrecking if not you?
Follow me to our headquarters and I'll explain. It's not far from here.
Well, then, some of you have been here for almost a century.
Some of us longer than that, Planet Man.
And in all that time, have you ever seen those behind this?
Many times, from a distance. They are the remnants of a dying race, like Rocco there, an insect culture. As their sun has died, they have burrowed deeper and deeper in the crust of their planet until now their city lies many miles beneath the surface.
Have you ever tried to escape?
We've worked and dreamed of nothing else, but there's no chance.
Well, where are the others? You're just a handful, and there must be thousands in the crews of these ships.
Down below, slaves of the insect people.
Slaves?
Slaves, willing slaves. Perhaps they're smart, for they don't have to hide as we do here in the cemetery. They work for the insect people and live out their lives in comparative comfort. We here are almost ready to surrender.
How can you talk of surrender?
Wait until you've been here a while. You'll change. Wait and see.
Who are these insect people of whom the group in the spaceship cemetery speak? What course is left open to Dandro? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear. Again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man.